I contracted autoimmune encephalitis in March 2018, and it put me in hospital for 6 weeks, the first of which I was in a coma, an induced coma, and the rest of which I was sort of learning to walk again and talk again, things like that. I sort of had to start from scratch, and it's caused a lot of memory loss before the first 3 years before the incident are completely gone, and then the rest of my life is very patchy. It's an illness in the brain. With the autoimmune version, it's a bacterial virus that causes your immune system to start attacking it and then start attacking your brain itself. So I've got some scar tissue on the left side of my brain and on the right side where the attacking was quite severe. So I still have noticeable effects in conversation. I still have a lot of memory loss, so people will start talking about something that happened a week ago or a couple of weeks ago, and I can't really join in the conversation. So still suffer with memory loss issues, and it's actually caused epilepsy. So every couple of weeks I'll have a really big seizure that then makes me forget that day and sort of takes a couple of days to get over. So that's an ongoing issue in which they're trying to investigate and see if they can reduce the amount of seizures. I think the earlier the treatment can become available to a patient, the more likely they are to not suffer so severely from the brain damage and the after effects. I think quite a few people die from encephalitis, so it's certainly important to get it known within the healthcare system. And also just generally, there's so many cases in which the causes go unknown. Mine certainly did. I've found out a lot of people that have had it don't know what causes it, and therefore there isn't really any way to prevent it. But it's more common than MS and cerebral palsy, but it's just not spoken about or not known about. I just think it's so important that people do start being aware that it is a severe condition and it is life altering. It's certainly a disability that does cause lifelong effects and does completely change the way you live. It's stolen my life from before, and I am now disabled, but people just don't realise that because it's a hidden disability. They can't see it.